Welcome to the first Alamoda Styling Style Up segment. My name is Brioni Croft and I'm the owner and head stylist at Alamoda Styling. We specialise in personal styling and also fashion styling. So the difference is personal styling is more image consulting work where we work with body shapes and help our clients understand exactly what suits them the best based on their personality, their colours, their body shape, etc. And fashion styling is actually the other side of things, where I work a lot more with retailers producing their catalogues and also for their TVCs and more fashion orientated work. So that's the difference between both of them. And I am lucky enough to work in both parts quite regularly as well. So my segments are a little bit of fun. I want to try and have a bit of fun and get away from the seriousness of all the things that can be business. So we'll be talking a lot about your own personal style, the style choices that you make, plus fashion and also some trends. And I also actually encourage you to jump on my website or on my Facebook page and ask me some questions. So it gives me an idea about the topics that you all want to hear about. And then I can very much cater these segments to making sure that you get the knowledge that you would like out of these segments. So to start off with, I think it's really important to get across to you all the importance that image has and personal presentation has in today's society. I think it's an unfortunate quality that a lot of humans have is that we are prone to being quite judgmental. And a lot of us will say, no, I don't think I'm judgmental, but the thing, small little things that we notice about other people is judging them in some kind of way. And a lot of that has to do with image as well. For example, let's talk about a scenario here. And I'll choose a business scenario because this is a business radio station. So the scenario is we have two candidates going for an interview. Each candidate has the exact same qualifications and they are both at the same level as far as what's needed for the position. So put yourself into the interviewer's position. So you're at your desk waiting for these candidates to walk in, keeping in mind, of course, that they've got the same qualifications. Now, I'm going to give you some dot points of what each of our candidates looks like. So our first candidate, he walks into the room. He gives a smile. However, he is unshaven. He's wearing a suit, but the pants are too long. He's wearing nice shoes. However, they are scuffed. He's looking at the ground and looks like he has poor posture and it looks like he's put his outfit together as a last minute job. So that's our first candidate. Our second candidate walks into the interview. He is well groomed. He enters with a smile also. He has a tailored suit and has some unique definition and attention to detail. He's very well maintained and he looks the part. Who would you go for? Remembering that they've got the same qualifications. As soon as they walk into that room, within the first 3 seconds, majority of us would have already formed an opinion based on what they look like. The message sent by these two candidates are worlds away from each other because of the way that they have chosen to present themselves. Therefore, their decision of how they've chosen to present themselves has directly influenced the way that you, the interviewer, has perceived them. So it's a pretty strong message that you're sending across. The question is it the right message? And for all you business owners out there who have employees, ask yourself some questions. When's the last time you had a look at your employees when they went off to meet some of your clients? Is the message that they're sending the right message, first of all? And is this message in line with your business? They might seem like small little things, but they are super important when it comes to the image of your business. So take me for example. I'm happy to use myself as an example. I am in the image world. This is the path that I've chosen. So the way that I present myself directly affects my business. So if I was to head out, even on a Sunday, if I was to head out and not be put together and look like I'm put together, that will directly affect my business and my clientele. And I would never put myself in that position. And it is the small little details. For example, small little details for the ladies. If you're wearing nail polish, make sure it's not chipped. If you've got chipped nail polish, that may be sending the wrong message to your potential clients. So small little things will make a huge difference. So now that we've talked about these different scenarios and examples, what can be done to improve your image? Well, first of all, let me just say this. There is a lot that can be done and it can be completely different for each different person. But the whole point of this segment is to give you an introduction and get you thinking about your personal brand and also your image. So ask yourself some questions. First of all, what is your goal? What is it that you want to achieve? For example, is it a certain status? Is it a perceived value, whether it be monetary or not? Is it a guaranteed first impression? Whatever it is for you, take note of it, write it down or keep it in the back of your mind. The next step in creating your personal brand is actually just looking around you. Take a look at the people around you and notice what qualities you like about them. Also, it's a good way to figure it out is actually to look at celebrities as well. Is there a certain celebrity that you love the way that they look and the way that they hold themselves and the message that they're bringing across? Now, this also ties quite directly into personal branding or personality dressing is what I call it. And that's when you choose clothing that is very much suited to your personality and your goals and putting this all together. So have a think about all of this. Really do take note of what's going on around you and make a conscious effort to try and put this back into your lifestyle and in your choices of what you wear every day. So to finish off with, I have a challenge for you all. I like to challenge people or give little tasks to do for the week. So I want you all to go home and have a good look at your wardrobe. Firstly, notice, do you have a lot of the same styles of clothing or of shoes or of accessories? Do you have a lot of the same colours of your garments? And have a look at how big your wardrobe is and how much of it you actually use. A lot of women will only use about 20% of their wardrobes. Men tend to use a little bit more. However, they can certainly get stuck with what they're used to putting on. So you want to make sure that you're getting a lot of use out of the garments in your wardrobe. So let's go back to the styles that you're looking at. So what is it about the pieces that you love in your wardrobe and that you wear more than often? And what is it about the pieces that you don't wear in your wardrobe? I promise you, these two answers that you've just answered about the styles that you like and the styles that you don't will make your next shopping trip a hell of a lot easier if you think about it. So what it means is when you walk into a department store or wherever you're choosing to go shopping, rather than being completely bombarded with all the different styles out there, you'll be able to eliminate the styles that you know you don't like or the garments that you don't wear in your wardrobe. There will be a reason to it. So have a good look and figure it out. And I promise you, you'll make your life a lot easier when it comes to going out there and choosing clothing for yourself. Okay, well, that's it for me for the week. I hope I have got you thinking about your image. And don't forget that it's the finer details that will get noticed. It might be a very simple accessory that is the best color for you. For the ladies, it might be the nail polish that I mentioned earlier. For the men, it might be the cufflinks that you choose to wear. Those small little details will really make a huge difference. Like I said earlier, I really encourage you to jump on my website, which is alamodastyling.com.au or alamodastyling on Facebook, and ask some questions or tell me some topics that you would really love to hear about, because I would love to really make sure that you get what you would like out of this segment. So next week, we'll actually be having a bit more fun. A little less serious. This was a little bit too serious. So I'm going to be talking about the trends for spring 2012 for the ladies. I promise I will do the men later on, but it's just far too much information to get through. So it's for the ladies next week. So have a great week, everybody, and I look forward to being back here next week. Okay, bye.